Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Oh, it's just you today.
We're both glad to be here, Monty.
Oh, good. It's time for the new locally grown farm products guide from CISA.
This is how we know spring is officially here. It has hit the streets, it's hit our newspapers, and it's hit your homes, hopefully.
Oh, my God. Not like in an injurious kind of way.
In a very, very good way.
And that's an allusion to the cover art, the cover girl, we could call it. This every year, there's something featured on the cover of the locally grown products guide, and this year it is
berries. These incredible berries happens to be from Norse Farm.
What's in the farm product guide for people that aren't familiar with it? I'm sure that you, whether or not you realize you've seen it, you've seen it like sitting outside of markets and things that you've gone to.
I sort of like to think it's kind of like the Bible, almanac, and yellow pages of the local food and farm movement that we have in this part of the country that's so celebrated and so loved. And so inside, what you will find is all the farms that want to sell directly to all of us, and also indirectly they may be supplying to our local retailers. It has the restaurants that have made a commitment to be sourcing locally, the colleges, the landscapers, and it's just all here at your fingertips. You can let your fingers do the farming.
Yeah. There's an online element to it, too, that I don't think I've told you this, but I was with Anthony Bourdain and his crew, and they were doing a feature on something that I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet in the area.
Do you want to say it and I'll just sort of talk over you?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
But they were looking at somebody who makes local cheese close by, and we were in Gill, and I went right to the local guide of CISA on my phone.
Yes.
And there it said Up in Gill makes cheese. I totally forgot Cliff made cheese. I always think of him as, you know, berries and strawberries and milk.
Right.
But lo and behold, they went and drove to Up in Gill, and that may be part of an upcoming feature of Anthony Bourdain's show on CNN. Full disclosure, though, you know, when I went on my smartphone and went to buylocalfood.org, I didn't have an easy time finding that farm, but you just have to
The fact
that you have a farm products guide app for your
So 21st century. Yeah. It's amazing.
Had I only had this app, it wouldn't have taken me 10 minutes to figure out that Cliff at Up in Gill does cheese.
Monty, I give you that time back.
I yield the balance of your time. Yeah. So it can be handy on the digital version, but this version is also very handy.
Right. So we do 60,000 copies of the print version, and we did insert them into lots of daily and weekly newspapers. But in the next week, we're rolling it out, so it's going to be at all the local hero food retailers.
It's appropriate because it's sort of the end of the school year for so many people, or becoming the end of the school year, and it's sort of like the yearbook of CISA.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
Be cool, have a great summer. Can you sign my book?
No. Yeah, you can have your farmers sign here. Yeah, and then it's a collector's item.
It makes it so that it kind of demarcates what's gone on in the last year, what has gone on with CISA and the local food movement here in the last year since the last farm products guide.
Well, you know, one statistic we just have thrown out because we took a look at it for the last 5 years, you know, major recession, all that terrible stuff. And yet amongst that, we have 37% more farm and food related businesses that are part of the Local Hero program.
So in the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years.
Wow.
So in this guide, you'll find 249 farms, over 50 restaurants, retirement homes, et cetera. And so it really
retirement homes that serve local food.
Yes.
Well, that may be a good way to pick your retirement home,
I guess. That's right. Yeah, you want to eat well.
Pick your own.
The other piece is we keep saying to people now over the last year that in the next 20 years, we'd love to double the amount of local food in all of our diets.
Mm.
So this is sort of an invitation in for anyone and everyone to say, we all have different skills. We all have different ways we love to use those skills. There is a way for you to use your skills and the way you love to use it in this local foods movement.
And you can get the locally grown farm products guide with the cover girl of berries. It's great to pick up. Leave it in your car so that you can forget this in addition to your cloth bags.
That's right.
But it may be helpful if you're looking for a farmer's market and you don't feel like you need something and you want to, you know, you're in Granby and what am I going to do in Granby? Oh yeah, it's right there.
Right. So some people love to do it through paper. Some people like it on their smartphone and some people want to do it on the computer. We now have all three ways.
CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.